There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
7:37, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Speech fasting. Ever heard of it? It's a thing. Also, the things men don't know about women till they live with one. Welcome to Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. We are Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. You know anyone who really doesn't like to talk in the morning much until they've had time to kind of adjust and ease in, have that first sip of coffee? Anyone you know?
No. I think it's you and Jen. Both of you, I think, feel that way. Do you feel that way, Tim? I think you too.
I'm pretty chatty in the morning.
Yeah.
Tim is pretty chatty in the morning.
I'm over-chatty.
You are very chatty.
But I've already been here an hour after you guys get here, so I've already had my silence time.
She's ready for people.
I'm ready to engage.
Man, I'm like, I just got, can we save it for the show?
No. I want to know now.
So there's a thing called speech fasting where people try to avoid talking until noon. Mm-hmm. That's totally silent. Like they're not even whispering.
Yeah.
I could totally do this. What am I even doing in this job?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I ask myself that every day.
But yeah.
I worked for this guy years and years ago, back when radio was like, less talk, more music. Mm-hmm. And he thought I talked too much on my show. And so he said, hey, I need you to shut up. And I want you to think about, we're paying you per word.
Oh.
So if you are talking less, you're making more.
Oh.
Think of it that way.
Oh, okay. He's like, getting a raise.
You're paying me per word, then I'm definitely talking every time.
Shut up and introduce the song.
Yeah, say less things.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny when you said word fasting or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you probably weren't making that much at that job to begin with.
Making $12 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so why am I talking so much?
You know, Jeff, you would love it at these, you know, classes I go and take.
Yeah.
There's always this option. You have a name tag, right? And it's got your name on it. And on the flip side of the name tag, it has your name. And then it says underneath it, silent one.
Oh.
So if you want to be quiet and you don't want anyone speaking to you or trying to interact with you, you flip your name tag to silent one.
Oh, I love that.
And then everybody just lets you be.
That's great.
Kind of like a Brazilian steakhouse. Give me more, give me less.
Exactly.
Like flip it over.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want a sausage on a sword? Yeah, I do. Yes.
Red light.
Yep.
That's right.
Red light means I'm not allowed to talk to you.
So do we wear those here on the show tomorrow?
We can if we want to.
Yeah, I mean, is it okay? Like, can I make eye contact and smile or like give a little nod without saying it? That's not violating the speech fasting, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Yeah, because I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, but why is this good for me? That's what I want to know. Because I feel like socializing.
It forces you to go internal and to really pay attention to your thoughts and to, you know, be more purposeful in all that you do.
Is that the truth?
No, I mean, I think there is something to be said for that. And some people just really crave it. You know, they just need that time and space and quiet
to get their thoughts together.
Absolutely. And so that's kind of what speech fasting is, where people try to avoid talking until noon. Of course, not everyone can get away with this and keep their job,
right?
Or their partner.
We have an issue.
Right. But this idea is not new. In fact, it's going viral now because some European singer's been posting about it on social media. She's a singer, so it makes more sense. You know, she says she's trying to take care of her instrument, which is her voice.
Taylor Swift does that. She doesn't talk the whole day leading up to her show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of performers do that because they save their voice.
But
so
there
that
are
could
also
be your excuse for the remainder of the day. If you decided you wanted to be quiet in the afternoon, you have to save your voice for the show the next morning.
Oh, I totally am quiet in the afternoon. And, you know, Kristen will tell you, like, just if people knew. You know, it's because I come back around in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, right about happy hour. Just in time for happy hour.
What do you know?
Not shocked.
And then I'm a little more chatty. But I just spent the last 5 or 6 hours because we don't just do the show.
Yeah.
We pre-record stuff for other shows.
Yeah.
So by the time I walk out of here, I'm sick of the sound of my own voice.
Right. See, and Jacob is a talker. Like, talk, 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 require constant interaction. Like last night, I was toast at 7 o'clock. I was done. If I could have gone to bed, I would have gone to bed. No, there was having none of that in my house.
Right.
We had things to discuss, and it is just, there's no, hey bud, I'm going to go to the bathroom. No, I'm in the bathroom and he opens the door and he stands there in the doorway and he's just talk, talk, talk. I go to bed. He's not done.
Mom.
He's not done. He's standing in the hallway, right? And he's talking to me and like not stopping until I give him a response. And even if I'm like, go to bed, bud, you got to go to bed. No, he's got a few more things he's got to talk.
You're like, mom's got to go. I got to go.
Oh my God.
Hang up.
Oh my God, please stop.
Hashtag at home with autism.
Stop. You're not kidding. It is at home with autism.
There is something to be said, though. I like on the weekend, I enjoy getting up first and just being in the quiet house.
Having that hour or whatever it is.
Yes, like because I'm up early. You know, I get up at 3:45, but sometimes on the weekend, I'll wake up at 5. I can't go back to bed. So I'll just wake up and sit like in our former living room with a coffee.
Yeah,
I won't even get the dog out. I'm just like, shh.
If I get a text on a Saturday or Sunday morning and it's before,
you know, it's
7 a.m., I know it's Fritch sending me something funny on TikTok.
That's funny. That's how I'm like, ding, ding. Yeah, but I do enjoy that part of the silence.
Well, there are some health benefits that come with speech fasting. Fritch, to your question, you were asking, you know, if this is a real thing and if there are any health benefits that go along with it. And there is some science behind it. In fact, one study in 2005 linked prolonged periods of silence with dramatically lowered blood pressure.
Oh,
there you go, Tim. can also help to reduce
our resident high blood pressure.
Hey, I will tell you that I have given up drinking since Christmas.
That's great.
I've had a beer or a glass of wine maybe 4 times since then.
And you can feel the difference?
The blood pressure is where it should be.
That's fantastic.
Crazy.
Look at you.
All right. It also, speech fasting also helps to reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
Need some of that.
And in mice, it has been shown to promote brain growth.
Hmm.
Always need that.
Yeah.
So.
Can't go wrong with that.
Maybe take a break.
We're going to do some music marathons tomorrow morning. Sit here
there
quietly.
There you go.
No?
Is Jeff out tomorrow? You out tomorrow, starting tomorrow?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here Friday and I'm here Monday.
Oh, okay.
Mentally, we'll be checked out.
Oh, I was checked out Tuesday.
Totally understandable.
Yesterday was rough.
I know. It's funny because I'm emailing back and forth with the resort. You know how they send you an email ahead of time saying, so what are your interests?
Yes.
And what do you like to do? And they want to play. It's the guest experience maker.
I'm telling beach volleyball.
Right, yes. You know?
Yoga.
Foam parties.
You know what you need to write back? I enjoy silence until noon.
No doubt.
You should. Don't disturb.
I'll tell you, and this is the kind of place that would totally honor that.
They would.
They would.
And then you would be like, why haven't I talked to anybody all day? There's no butler. There's no coffee. Well, Mr. Thomas, you requested complete silence until noon.
I would request French toast and bacon at my door every morning at 8.
That sounds good.
That's very good.
Some of these are so funny and so true. Someone asked men to name the things they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. And here are the highlights. These are very funny. Read off some of these. Where did this come from?
Scott's would be how much she talks in the morning.
Yeah, this came from... some of these are from BuzzFeed. Others we pulled off of Reddit. Okay. Just like cats, this is men talking about things they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. Just like cats, they naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house. I'm honestly unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat. That's funny. They take showers with boiling water.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
They never finish their drinks. I find 2 cups of half-drunken coffee scattered around the house multiple times a week. She takes her bra off at the end of the day the same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a sigh of relief.
God.
There is something about unleashing the tatas that's very relieving.
Women have 1 million black hair ties and also none.
Agreed, yeah.
That's hilarious.
That a 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman can take up an entire king-size bed.
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take to put on makeup? A guy said he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing.
It is a thing, and some women will take an hour to do it.
Oh, here's one in our house. Their hair gets everywhere. A guy's toe was hurting, so he took his shoes off and found a single hair wrapped around it, cutting off circulation.
That's funny.
That's very funny.
Also true.
Pillows and pillows everywhere. That there was the thing. Our newly decorated basement is like an explosion of pillows right now.
Did you guys not notice the pillows when you were over our house, though?
Like when you were dating?
When we were dating, because I had the same amount. I just brought them in.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. Wasn't focusing on the pillows. common areas guests can see must be spotless. Their personal space that cannot be seen by guests, absolute disaster zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Just a handful of things, observations men made about the woman in their life once they moved in together. They didn't know. They didn't see. No, I didn't see. It wasn't until we moved in. No, I didn't see your damn pillows.
Did you see my hair everywhere?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, because you were really good at concealing it until we ended up living together. And then it was, you don't notice
things.
No, I was noticing other things.
Like by the way, what?
I think you know. By the way, today's National Burrito Day.
Happy National Burrito Day. That's something we're celebrating.
Well, a bunch of national chains. I bring it up. A bunch of national chains have deals.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle ran a burrito vault contest this week where people could try to guess an exact order and win a buy one, get one deal. Already, it sounds like too much work. They gave out 100,000 codes, and around 50 of those people will also win free burritos for a year.
That's pretty cool.
Taco Bell has a buy one, get one for half off deal. Oh, so it's not Bogue. It's not buy one, get one. It's buy one, get one for half.
Okay.
It has to be equal or lesser value. Only one per customer.
Okay.
Baja Fresh has a buy one, get one deal for rewards members if you order online with the code BURRITO2024.
Nice.
Now, see, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Qdoba is giving rewards members one free burrito with any entree and drink. You don't have to jump through any stupid hoops.
I like it.
We don't have any Del Tacos around here, but if you're listening to us from the West Coast, They're giving out free burritos if you spend at least $10 at participating locations. Again, you have to order online or through their app. Third-party apps don't count. Moe's Southwest Grill has a buy one, get one on burritos and bowls. And there's a hot dog place called Doghouse, house spelled H-A-U-S, Doghouse, that has a deal.
There's a bar in Delhi called the Doghouse, spelled the same way.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if they have any deals.
They have any tacos. Breakfast burritos at Doghouse?
Probably got some buckets. Bucket specials.
No. Mm. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, we were looking through. So, you know, one thing that we notice is more and more people are listening to Q102 on the app. They're kind of moving from the radio to the app.
Uh-huh.
Which you will always be able to get us on the radio. We'll always be on the FM dial if you, for whatever reason, don't have access to the app.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in an area where... maybe you have a bad connection or no Wi-Fi. But we have noticed, like, how many people, and this is one of the advantages of listening to us on the app, is you can take us anywhere.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we got people listening to us in Florida on vacation, during spring break, especially.
People listening overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people listening all over the country.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Want to say hi to Jennifer Hall. She's listening right now. On the app.
I wonder how many people listening in other parts of the country are trying to win our trip to Paris.
Janet Hiles listening right now on the app. What's up, Janet?
I bet they would fly here to fly there.
Oh, yeah.
They won.
Emily Jenkins, good morning.
Have you ever had one of those mornings where we're moving from burritos now to ramen?
Okay.
Have you ever had one of those mornings where you crave burrito and then ramen? Yes.
Ramen was a staple for me in my club days. I would get home at, 3 o'clock in the morning and be starving and would whip up some ramen real quick. That was always a nice, it was something good.
Yeah.
Well, Nissin Foods just announced a new limited edition flavor of cup noodles, and it's everything bagel with cream cheese, which I love having everything bagel with cream cheese in the morning.
So why not?
Why not in my ramen?
In your ramen.
I know. Everything bagel ramen wasn't enough. They had to add the cream cheese.
Well, yeah, you do.
It combines ramen noodles with that everything combo of caraway seeds, dried onion, garlic, poppy seeds, and sesame seeds with a cream cheese flavored sauce.
Mm.
And this is not some April Fool's Day prank, leftover prank. It's legit and not super surprising. Cup Noodles has done a lot of crazy limited edition flavors in recent years. They did the whole pumpkin spice thing. They did a maple syrup pancake sausage and egg flavored one.
Yeah.
The Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese Cup Noodles will be available for around $1.20 starting next week at a grocer near you.
All right. Sounds good.
I like that fancy ramen that you go to places and can get where they add in all the egg and the sprouts and the broth.
Oh, I did a recipe I saw on TikTok a couple weeks ago for like this Asian style soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it called for one packet of chicken ramen. That is the first time I have purchased those crappy ramen things.
Really? The first time you ever bought the packet in life?
Correct. Was for this recipe I saw on TikTok.
Wow. I do that. I use it all the time. There was this other beef ramen recipe where you just browned ground beef and then you made the ramen, not the packet. You just used the noodles and you mix that together with some broccoli and some like soy sauce and some other things.
Sounds
and
good.
It was so good and easy.
Mm. That's pretty cool. All right. Coming up on the other side of the break, things you should never do if you get pulled over. Five things you should absolutely never do if you get pulled over by a cop. That's all straight ahead. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Over. Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The number one thing you should never do is floor it and try to get away.
Okay.
But assuming you're not a full-on criminal, here are the actual top five things cops will tell you you need to stop doing. Number one, do not wait to pull over. If a cop is right behind you with their lights on, then yes, they're probably pulling you over. Don't wait and hope they just pass you or change their mind. Use your turn signal and pull over as soon as it is safe to do so.
Seems simple enough, doesn't it?
It seems simple enough. Right. But it still doesn't stop people from... Here's another impulse. For some reason, people like to get out of their car. Don't do that.
Stay in your seat.
Don't even open your door.
No.
Put your hands on the steering wheel. Is that on there?
Roll down your window. Put your hands on the steering wheel.
Yep. Hands where we can see them. If it's dark out, you can turn your dome light on. And might be a good idea to turn the radio down.
How many times have you guys gotten pulled over?
Like recently?
Oh, gosh. In life, probably 30 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In the last 20 years, maybe twice.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So in the beginning, were you just a reckless maniac?
Well, I used to drive 45 minutes to work for 5 years.
So there was a lot of opportunity.
There was a lot of, oh, crap, it takes 45 minutes to get there, and my show starts in 38 minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
So...
Yeah.
Tim and I are the same on that front. In the last 20 years, I'd say maybe twice. I got a warning on, what was that road? Fields-Ertl.
Huh?
It was snowing.
Yeah.
It was like 3:30 in the morning. I was on my way to work.
And it still took you 45 minutes to go from
Montgomery Road. I might have been taking that hill a little quick.
Mm-hmm. They pulled you over during the snow?
Hamilton County Sheriff, pulled me over, said, "Yeah, you're going a little fast. You see your license." Ran it. He's like, "All right, take it easy. Send me on my way."
That's nice.
Then I got pulled over on I-74 heading to Indy. And I think it's like a 65 mile an hour. And I might have been, pushing 80.
Yeah.
And,
it's hard to pay attention to the speed limit on that road.
Yeah.
On a lot of roads.
I'm not saying that it's okay that you were doing that, but that stretch from here to Indianapolis is just open.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you.
I thought for sure he was going to give me a ticket, though.
Yeah, you thought you were in for it. Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to end up slowing down just a little bit because I picked up my new car yesterday.
How do you like
Toyota? Oh, yeah?
And, it's
pretty.
You
get a hybrid again?
What did you get?
I got another RAV4. This is my fifth RAV4 from Carry Toyota in a row. I just keep getting them. I love them. They work for me. It's awesome. So, yeah, I got a new one, and it's a hybrid. But my last one had the odometer that had, the numbers already printed in just the little thing that, points to it.
The odometer?
Yes. No, speedometer.
Oh, speedometer?
Sorry. The speedometer. Yeah.
Now it's digital. So now it's digital.
So it kind of yells at me exactly how fast I'm going.
85 looks worse in 80, giant numbers compared to the gauge.
Exactly. Uh-huh. The gauge, not so much. But when the number is looking at you, that's a little bit more.
Do you know how fast you were going?
Well, yes, I do. I'm looking right at it.
I'm going exactly 82.
It felt like
I'm
76, exactly but that. It was 83. Yeah.
Pretty kind of.
That's the thing about those new cars, though, Jen. They feel so smooth when you're driving them. You don't know how quickly you're going.
And it does. But that's the thing, though, too, is now I'm noticing that traffic in general is traveling as a whole faster. I mean, if the speed limit is 65, the average speed is probably 72 or 73 of most people driving, even in the middle lane.
Right.
So, and people in the left lane are well pushing 80. As a rule, and it's what I've discovered in the last 20 hours.
Well, you said you've seen traffic enforcement on the highways. I never see cops. I feel like I haven't seen a cop pull someone over since the pandemic.
Oh, God. Up 71?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
between yeah. And downtown on 71, they were out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Are they?
Also like the good old days.
Now that the lateral is closed, the Ronald Reagan is getting a lot more traffic, and I've seen more enforcement there as well.
Hmm. Maybe it's north of where you normally travel. I'll pay more attention to exactly where they are, but they're every day.
Do not hide your hands. Hands where we can see them. Best thing is putting both hands on top of your steering wheel and keep them there as they are walking up to your window. Don't reach for anything until they ask. Mm-hmm. That includes reaching into your purse for your license and reaching for your registration in the glove box. Forget about saving time by doing it first thing. Wait until they ask. I know. So I was in a situation once where, you know how like when you're making a left turn at an intersection, you have, in my case, I had a green arrow. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the people in the left turn lane get to go first. So they get their green arrow and then it goes yellow and then red for a second. But then all the lights turn green. Mm-hmm. So you can still turn left there. You just have to wait for oncoming traffic to pass.
Yeah.
And I'd done this intersection a million times. It was always the same. And it was turning yellow, and then it was turning red as I'm about to make this left turn. But I know that even though I'm going to have a red arrow for a hot second, all the lights are going to turn green, and we're all going to go. So I went plowing through the red arrow. Mm-hmm. And I got pulled over, really not having any idea why he was pulling me over. Because in my mind, I hadn't broken the law. It hadn't even occurred to me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Do you know why I'm pulling you over?" And I said, "Speeding?" And he goes, "No, you went through that red light." I'm like, "Oh, like the one that's red for a split second." He goes, "I know, but red is red."
Red is red. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, he says, "I need to see your license registration." And so I reach into my back wallet, my back pocket to pull out my license. And then I realize I have a loaded gun in the glove compartment. Which is legal. And I had a concealed carry permit, but I don't want to reach for a glove compartment, open it up, have a gun fall out or something and have him freak out. So right. I told him, I'm like, "Registration's in the glove compartment, but I also have a loaded gun in there." He said, "That's fine." He says, "Do you have a concealed carry?" "Yep." He said, "Let me see it." He goes, "Great. Okay. I appreciate you telling me that. Go ahead and open it up. Mm-hmm. Give me your registration." And it was fine. And I just got a warning and life went on. But I mean, these things go so bad so quickly when someone doesn't follow the rules.
True.
Well, the communication, Jeff, is the key part in everything that you just said. You know, telling him, "I'm going to reach into my pocket to get out my driver's license." Mm-hmm. Telling him or her, I have a weapon in the glove box. Yep. You know, that's the challenge, is that people just...
I watch a lot of live PD.
It's hard because they don't follow.
Now is what it's called. You'd be surprised how many people don't just follow what is being instructed to them. Like if you just do what you're told,
there wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So don't reach for anything until they ask.
Right.
Yep.
You know, forget about saving time by doing it first thing. Wait until they ask. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth thing, don't panic. Okay. It's natural to feel nervous if you're getting pulled over. You feel like you're in trouble and you're like, "Oh God, what did I do? Do I have any outstanding warrants?" So it's natural to feel nervous, but don't panic about being nervous either. Just be nice. Don't argue. Don't get defensive. Being rude, it's not going to get you out of a ticket.
Nope.
But being nice might.
You know, just
saying.
Yeah.
Unless you run out of gas on the Brent Spence Bridge because you don't like to stop for gas.
Did that happen?
Would be the worst.
It happened to me one time.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's from a long
time. I coasted to the in front of the Radisson and then just walked next door to the Shell.
You're lucky you could coast to the Radisson.
I know I am. I was young and dumb. I still hate stopping to get gas, but I pay more attention to how many miles are left on the dash.
I do love that. I do love that feature in cars that tell you. I think when I left the dealership in my brand new car that had 3 miles on it yesterday, I wish I would have taken a picture of that because how often do you see that, right? I meant to, and then
I got distracted
and I forgot. But I left it, had like 555 miles to empty.
Wow. Like,
that's a lot
of miles.
Yeah, that's
sure
fantastic.
That's awesome.
Like, I know you do a lot of driving now.
I turned in my lease. I had a 39 month lease. I extended it by a month. So I had this car for 40 months, 78,000 miles.
Wow. I was just going to ask you if you're still driving as much as you, because I remember in the past, like you would trade in car, you would have these lease deals and you would always go way over and end up having to pay out. And I was wondering if that had changed at all recently.
Like
if you find yourself driving less.
I'm still, no. And I totally thought when Jacob graduated high school that, you know, I wouldn't be running around so much because that's the majority of my driving is taking him from here to there and here to there and here to there. No, it's more than ever.
Yeah, but you're also taking care of your mother too, like going to Illinois and back.
We don't drive my car to Illinois.
Oh, you don't take your car?
No, she has my dad's truck that's in Illinois. So what will happen is I'll drive her back in her van and then drive the truck back and then the truck stays here.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were taking your car too.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
Dang.
I know.
I'd like to see you keep a car for like 5 years.
To see
how much damage you could really do mile-wise.
You're driving Toyotas. You could keep that car for 35 years.
True.
Yeah. Maybe you should.
So I'm coming up on 4 years with my car, and I bought my car used.
Mm-hmm.
It's pre-owned. It had, I want to say, 5,000-6,000 miles on it. So, I mean, it wasn't. It was one of those service loaners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm coming up on 48 months, right?
Mm.
4 years, so 46.
You got 40.
You got 46,000 miles?
No. I'm looking. I got, I have 43,146 miles on it right now.
I just ticked over 3 years and I have 61,000.
Where are you driving?
Well, that's not that bad. No, just real estate stuff.
I
live in Clifton. I got a person that wants to see a house in Mainville. I showed them 35 houses. Mm. I drove to Mainville 35 times that spring.
Yeah.
But I've driven road trips. Like, I've driven back and forth to Boston.
Yeah.
And I've driven to Charleston.
Yeah.
In that car.
Yeah.
So I've done a few road trips, a few regional road trips. I've been to Lexington, Louisville a few times. And
I'll break this car in kids trip.
It's because I live close to work.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly true. Right.
So my day-to-day is super low, which is why I can take the long road trips and still be under, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even one day, I think Tim and I were out and about after the show, and I drove from Oakley to the Crestview Hills Town Center to Liberty Center to Ross. So I drove from Ross to Oakley to Crestview Hills Town Center, Crestview Hills to the Liberty Center, Liberty Center to Ross in one day.
Mm.
And Jeff went from here to Kenwood.
Yeah. Do you want to hear my Tuesday?
Also, I will add in
there. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I will add in there for the people listening who have significant others that maybe aren't the best behind the wheel. So you end up driving everywhere for security and safety.
Like you drive, confidence you like reasons. Driving instead of Chris, so you always take your car.
So his car has barely any miles on it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Janet says, I just heard Tim say my name. Where is Janet listening from?
Not sure. I didn't have that info, just that she was listening at that moment.
Oh.
There's a lot of people emailing in.
I thought I was hallucinating, but a friend heard it too. Hey. What's up, Janet?
Oh, wow.
Catherine, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to you guys right now.
Look at that.
Hmm. Let's see. Amanda says, in regards to, so we were talking about, you know, couples who, when they're looking for a new place, you know, when they're looking for a house and, you know, maybe one significant other prefers living in the city center. Mm-hmm. They want to be in the action. They're willing to sacrifice space for being in the middle of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're looking for modern style, you know, mm-hmm. whereas their significant other is looking for, you know, something a little more country, a little more home, a little more room, a little more acreage.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda says, regarding the acreage and being in the middle of nowhere, I think it depends. Like, my children's dad grew up on 500 acres.
Wow.
And it was on the edge of town, and there was like a little strip mall all but across the street with a Bob and Carl's, and less than a minute away. So it really does depend on the location. Like, how much land you get, it doesn't necessarily have to be super far away from a decent hospital.
That's insane. 500 acres.
That's a lot of land.
I think people who live in places like Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go far to get a lot of land. But if you're in the city of Asheville, prices are crazy there, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're crazy everywhere. Speaking of which, your chance to win $1,000 with a 1K letter of the day is...
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.